Our guest at the cafe this morning is Sharon Felt, our books commentator. Sharon's from Sulphur Springs. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Yeah, we haven't talked for a while. I know it hasn't been too long ago you went to the Pulpwood Queens event that you go to every year, and it's kind of a highlight of your year.
It is. It's a gathering of authors from all over the world, and they meet for three crazy days in Jefferson, Texas. And the head of it is Kathy Murphy, and she is the Pulpwood Queen. But she invites authors from all over the world, and it's a wonderfully informative, but it's also a wonderfully congenial grouping of people, because you get to, once the authors are on a panel for about an hour, there'll be five or six authors, and then they come for the rest of the session for the 3 days, and they sit in the audience, and they're just like the rest of us, trying to learn. And so we really get to know the authors personally. It's very exciting.
And this year you met the wife of the late Pat Conroy.
I did. She was staying at the same bed and breakfast that I was, and we had breakfast and lunch together a couple of times, and she is an absolutely lovely person. And she's just written a book about her life with Pat, and she wrote it under the name of Cassandra King Conroy, but after this book, she's going back to Cassandra King as the author, because she's written a lot of other books.
Yeah, Cassandra King Conroy, and the book is about Pat Conroy, the great Pat Conroy, who's one of my very favorite
authors. He's amazing.
Authors.
He was just such an incredibly prolific author, and always wrote about something that you could see both sides of, but he always helped you find him as the hero, or his protagonist as the hero.
Right. Is that the Pulpwood Queens event? Is that always the first weekend of January?
It's always Martin Luther King weekend.
Okay, Martin Luther King weekend.
Yes.
I see. So that's the more recent than I thought it was.
Yeah, it was just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. So people can think ahead and plan for that next year.
Yes.
Yeah. We're talking with Sharon Felt, our books commentator, and we're going to talk about a series of books, Texas novels here, the Cozy Mystery Series by Linda Pirtle. Why cozy? C-O-Z-Y.
Well, because it's not so gruesome that you get nightmares from the murders. You see the murders and the protagonist and her cronies solve them, but you don't have nightmares. They're not like Stephen King mysteries.
I see. Well, that's one of my daughter's favorite words, or especially was when she was little. So that's one of our favorite words is cozy. But it's also called the Games We Play series. Now, the Cozy Mystery series is broader than just Linda Pirtle's.
Right.
It's
its own genre now.
I see. And then Linda Pirtle has written The Games We Play. So she is the wife of Caleb Pirtle. I know we've talked about him before.
Yes. Caleb's a very prolific writer, too. He writes a lot of mysteries also. But he was a journalist, a crime journalist for years and years and years, and wrote for one of the big newspapers. And he's, of course, they've been retired. They've just recently moved to Fort Worth. But he was associated with the Silver Leos. He used to come and teach classes for us on how to do dialogue, how to plot a mystery, how to do your characterization. Very, very, very knowledgeable man.
So Linda Pirtle, his wife, has now taken up writing novels, and she's been extremely successful at this. And she has The Mahjong Murders, Deadly Dominoes, and Tarot, right, as in tarot cards.
Yes,
Terrors, all of those in there. Well, at least the first couple are set in East Texas around Caddo Lake, but the Tarot Terrors is set in New Mexico.
Yes, it goes to Santa Fe, which we just went to.
A beautiful place.
For Christmas. It is beautiful.
Fantastic.
But you can see the setting. She picks her settings very well, because every one of the settings is just ripe to hide secrets and have murders and mysteries.
Uh-huh. But she has won a couple of pretty significant awards here already.
She has. She's only written three books, and two of them have already won the Best in Texas Award. And the Deadly Dominoes, which was her second in the series, won the one for 2018. And then her last one, the Tarot Terrors, won the Best Texas Cozy Mystery for 2019. And she's got a new book coming out in this series called Scrabble Secrets, so I can't wait for it to come out, because they're the kind of books that you want to just keep reading and reading and reading, and they just make you keep going because you know something else is going to happen.
And the Best in Texas Award presented by the Texas Association of Authors. You should try to get her to come and talk to Silver Leos.
But she's a member of it too.
She
and Caleb both are members.
And
they do talk. And it's funny because Caleb has a lot more history and a lot more experience in writing. But when they came together, Linda did all the talking.
And they have a website, CalebandLindaPirtle.com, which is for readers and authors, kind of bringing readers and authors together.
Yes, they've worked on this website for a long time, and their whole idea behind it is to connect people, emerging authors, and people that like to read new emerging mm-hmm. authors mm-hmm. and different kinds of genres. So it's kind of an exciting place for them to be.
Well, we like to talk about Texas authors, and especially those that have a kind of a local connection, which they do. And so the Games We Play series by Linda G. Pirtle, and you can no doubt find those online.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sharon, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Sharon Felt, our books commentator, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.